You can't stop me talking about dogs and saunas. That's all I talk about now. Sauna culture, unless you've been under a rock, is growing massively in Ireland, popping up all over the place, all across the country. Now, Teen Alice, which is based in the Gap in Glencullen, Dublin Mountain Adventure Park, hosts a range of events, including in the sauna, single nights raves, and a pop of Gael Talk. To tell us more, I'm joined by founder Carl Priestley. Hiya.
Hiya, Brendan.
Dia Gwit.
Thanks for having us on.
Delighted to. Listen, I am raging I missed your pop of Gael Talk in the sauna yesterday. I've never sat in a room in my pants speaking Irish to anybody. I would have been supercharged by that. So it is a phenomenon in Ireland. We are the new Norway. There's loads of reasons, I think, why my generation certainly are attracted to going there rather than going elsewhere. But why do you think sauna culture has become so popular in Ireland? Do we have a sort of a DNA connection to it somehow?
Yeah, good question. Absolutely is the answer. We myself and my brother Peter set it up, and we are basically calling it a sauna revival, because in Ireland there is a tradition of sweat houses, and hence our name Tig and Alice. Tig meaning a house, and Alice meaning to perspire, to sweat. So they date back hundreds of years in Ireland.
And were they called Tig and Alice? They were called sweat houses.
Yeah, and they were traditionally built in the form of a beehive hut.
I think I've seen them, pictures of them, yeah.
Yeah, there's some structures still in Leitrim that you can actually go and visit. I visited one and they're amazing. And
so hold on a second. So historically, and how long ago were we talking these would have been used?
Like towards the end of the 19th century.
Wow.
We're kind of finishing up, but they're
so our great-great-grandfathers or great-great-great-grandfathers would have been aware of these sweat houses. And what were they used for?
So they were known for treatments for like colds and for rheumatoid arthritis. And people used to have a cold plunge beside them.
No way!
So like in the form of a stream or a cold dip.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so what we are saying at the moment, that this isn't a new craze, that it's actually a revival, and that we want to bring this back to Ireland.
Because actually every time I'm in a sauna, and which is a lot actually, weirdly, is you have these kind of conversations with people, especially my age, going, isn't this amazing that these people have just, maybe without sounding condescending, I can understand why younger people are attracted to it because it's kind of new and fresh. Mm-hmm. But this is interesting because we have a connection to it. It's really interesting. So were they right? Was it curing anything?
Yeah, like personally speaking, just from using saunas regularly, a couple of benefits like sleep. My sleep is terrible. And after a year of saunas, my sleep has improved greatly. Athletic recovery, you know, if you're into your hiking or biking, it's amazing for the next day. You know, you're not as stiff.
Yeah.
Your joints are kind of loose. And our one, where we're located at the Gap, is in nature. So you have to hike up to us, a short hike up the mountain, and you have views looking over the Wicklow Mountains. And
oh, I think I've seen you. Mm. I did the night hike a year ago. Would have walked past you.
Yeah.
We're
based on the Dublin Mountain Way as
beautiful.
Well.
Yeah, so it's got incredible views and everything. So is there scientific proof of the benefits? Now, loads of people sitting beside me will give me details of the benefits. What I heard, a sauna and a cold dip is, and you jump in now anytime, right? So I heard the sauna, your blood goes to your skin to cool you. And then the cold dip, your blood rushes to your organs to protect you. So you do between the cold and the hot. And that naturally massages your lymph system and, you know, massages your organs gently. Is that fact? Is that rubbish?
No, absolutely not.
Is it not?
This contrast therapy, so the hot and cold, has numerous benefits, and like the release of endorphins, and you're getting rid of the bad toxins. And I just personally, I'm such a believer in it now. And I was skeptical at the start, and you know, a lot of my friends are just, as you said, every week having three or four sessions and just switching off the phone. That's the big thing.
And being present.
Yeah.
And my goodness, when you get into cold water, are you present?
Yeah.
And is there any science behind the benefits yet? Has anybody done any proper tests on this?
Yeah.
There is.
There has. Research has been carried out, and the newest form of research is based on mental health.
Okay.
The improvement that can have on your, you know, emotional and well-being.
Yeah.
And I have seen that firsthand as well.
So how many sessions a week to feel the benefits? Even one is good, right? But how many would be optimal?
Yeah, like everybody's body is different. And, you know, from what I've read, 3 sessions a week, they reckon around 45 minutes. So 3 hot sessions, like 10 to 15 minutes, and then your cold plunge to, you know, combine the two. Is good.
Okay. Now, you were a primary school teacher before you set up the sauna.
Yeah.
And are you full-time sauna now?
Yeah, full-time.
And is saunaing a verb?
I don't know. Oscar Elga, maybe, but...
Tell me now, you're doing some really interesting stuff. Singles events. That's brilliant. A singles event in a sauna. What happens?
Yeah, it's a new one.
Just to tell you a story that you just reminded me, my very, very, very first sauna was about 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago, Busca Baja in Glenmalure. Yeah. And I met a couple on the date and he said, this is Siobhan from Tinder.
No way.
The sauna. I was like, whose idea was this? Genius. Yeah. So what happens on the singles events?
So we ran a singles event recently enough and the demand was ridiculous.
Really?
More so female than male.
Okay.
There was a waiting list for the females.
Yeah.
And basically we had a host, Alana Rush is her name, and she hosted the night.
Right.
And we had 11 single males, 11 single females, and they filled out an application form before. So we got some, you know, pre-data on them.
Yeah.
And based on that, she introduced everybody and they had the choice of the 2 saunas.
Yeah.
So they played games, they had, you know, topics of conversation to talk about.
Yeah.
And then the end of the night, optional, we gathered and had a drink.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And so were people nervous? Like you're in your swimwear.
Yeah, the first 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be honest, you know, it was cagey. But honestly, after a few minutes, it was a success and we're going to run many more of them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've only done one, but you're definitely going to do more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did any couples get together?
Yeah, I think there was one match.
Out of 11?
Yeah, so far.
That's a pretty high hit rate.
Yeah. And then we also ran last Friday a ladies' night. So full moon ladies' night. And that was amazing. And 22 ladies that didn't know each other gathered and had the best night of their lives.
So I actually was saying I went to see the moon up in Wicklow Town because I thought it was fake, because that was part of a movie set. It was the crest. It was just unbelievable. The blood crest moon was just unbelievable. And I met somebody going to a full moon worship thing, one of my neighbours.
Yeah.
And so there's something magic happens in a sauna. It's that it's almost the most equal space you can be in. So it really doesn't matter who you're talking to. And quickly tell me about the sauna raves.
Yeah. So that's also another first for Ireland. So we've teamed up with a company called Rave to Remember.
Okay.
And a lady called Shireen Langan, you might know of her, set it up with her brother and a friend, Molly. And basically they're hosting sober raves in coffee shops and different venues.
Cool.
And on the 18th of May, we have our first sauna rave.
Okay. Where can people find out about it?
Yeah, online through Tig and Ollis, our social media. And basically you sign up and there will be a DJ set, there'll be a coffee truck, and we've 2 saunas on site.
Amazing.
And yeah, can't wait.
Well, continued success with you're paving the new way forward for socialising for sure, and how to meet somebody in a sauna in your pants. Carl Priestley, thanks so much and best of luck with the event. Let's take some ads.